Jesse's not on yet, so how many of these things have you think Jesse's never eaten?
Oh, like half of them.
Out of 16, you're saying eight?
Do you mean on the pizza?
On a pizza, yeah.
On a pizza? Oh, I bet he's only had like three of these toppings on a pizza.
I'm ready for. Well, I haven't had any pizza.
Jesse straight up says all the time that he only wants cheese on pizza.
For real, I think we should take bets as to how many of these Jesse's had. John, you're saying he is.
How many he's
not had?
I think he has only eaten three of these toppings on a pizza.
Do you want to venture to say which ones?
I'm not going to count extra cheese.
Okay, right. So out of 15,
he has eaten pepperoni on his pizza. Uh-huh. I say, well, he probably tried pineapple on his pizza when we were together, right?
I was going to say, I think he ate the pineapple pepperoni.
So pineapple, and then I'm going to say sausage.
Okay, I'm going to say he's had at least six of these.
Ooh, man, okay.
But that's including extra cheese?
No.
None of our estimates are going to include extra cheese.
So out of 15, I'm going to say he's had six. Colin, what about you?
I'm going to say yes to sausage, yes to bacon, yes to pepperoni, yes to ham, yes to hamburger, chicken, and pineapple. So I guess six or seven, right?
That's actually eight. All right, we're doing this.
Welcome to Bracket, the only show where we take a bunch of shit, face it off against another bunch of shit, to see what the best shit really is. I'm your host, Cullen Jennings, and joining me today is John Abbott.
Hey, it's me. I'm John. I'm hella ill, and it's up to you to decide if that means I'm cool or if I don't feel good.
All right, and don't forget about Jesse Knowles.
Hey, I'm Jesse, and did someone order this pizza with extra sausage?
And Emmy-nominated creator of the Boston-style pizza, Greg L. Mercer.
Hi, I'm Greg L. Mercer. Everybody knows Boston-style pizza, pepperoni and pineapple. Classic.
And this week, guys, we have a very super special guest. We have Andrew W.K.
Hello there. It is Andrew here, and I'm very pleased to be joining Bracket and looking for a party.
Heck yeah.
Eating pizzas.
A pizza party.
It is. It's officially a pizza party, and that's one of the best kinds of parties. Any party is immediately enhanced by pizza, and any pizza is immediately enhanced by partying.
There it is. You heard it. On Bracket. There it is. It's locked. So, like we said, guys, we're going into pizza, but we're going to do pizza topping first before we go into a bunch of different pizzas. So, right away in round one in group A, we got sausage versus extra cheese. In group B, we have olives versus spinach. In group C, we've got chicken versus pineapple. In group D, we have green peppers versus onions. In group E, we have bacon versus mushrooms. Group F, banana peppers versus ham. In group G, we've got ground beef versus tomatoes. And in group H, we have pepperoni versus anchovies. So, right away, round one, group A, sausage versus extra cheese. Who cares to take a stab at it?
And also worth pointing out that me, John, yours truly, is in the hot seat this week.
Oh, yes. John is having to vote first, and he cannot change his vote. Hot seat John this week.
I'm gonna try and sway you up front. Extra cheese, we've had a lot of discussion before the show about this as to whether a just cheese pizza would fall under the entry of extra cheese. I don't think so.
I think you have to take into consideration just cheese, because there's always somebody, I'm looking at you, Jesse, who will raise their hand and say, can I get a pizza with just cheese? And I think that's fine, but I think it has to be recognized that that's what's out there.
Yeah, because Culkin, he preferred a cheese pizza.
It's true. Yeah. That is true. I remember watching that movie and thinking, oh, why does he only get cheese? And at the time, I was like a snobby little kid too, and I only got pepperoni. So I was like, ew. But you always get cheese anyway.
We are saying that a pizza automatically, the toppings, sauce, for example, marinara sauce, pizza sauce, and cheese, those are given.
Yes. Those are given on this pizza, and then we're getting extra cheese for this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe like different kinds of cheese or something.
Yeah, that's the thing. You could get like a five cheese pizza, and that's a whole like different level of things.
Like a triple blend cheese going on. That's nothing wrong with that.
will say the thing that is in favor of extra cheese, I've several times in my life attempted to go vegetarian. The cheese pizza is pretty much the pinnacle of a vegetarian diet.
That's true. For me, I'm somewhat infamously a very picky eater. I don't like mixing a lot of ingredients with my food. And so I'll get a couple of toppings with pizza, but for the most part, I eat just cheese. And I don't really get a lot of value out of something like a sausage on a pizza, whereas pizza with only cheese, like, that has a very distinct flavor to me, and I prefer that.
Jesse, can I ask, have you had sausage on a pizza before?
Oh, yeah. I've had sausage on a pizza. I've had chicken. I've had pepperoni.
Here's the thing. Sausage, there's two kinds of sausage. There's, like, the little ball sausage a lot of times, but there's also sometimes, like, some really good sliced sausage that's, like, chorizo or, like, something, like, really, really nice.
Well, look, I have reached a decision on where I'm going to vote on this.
Sure.
Okay, John, you go ahead.
I'm going to vote extra cheese because, Cullen, you pointed out what I hate about, like, I got no problem with sausage, but sausage on pizza a lot of times, it's just, I'll be frank here, audience, it looks like just a bunch of little poops on a pizza, and I don't want poops on my pizza.
Oh, man. I think, heard it here from Frank. I think something like a really nice sausage instead of, like, the normal sausage ball, I think is, like, really delicious on a pizza. I'm going to go sausage.
I'm going to go extra cheese because I think John's right. You've said this as well. It's a total crapshoot as to whether you're getting good sausage or, like, stuff that was in a freezer for 2 years. So.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a slice of, like, extra cheese or just, like, cheese in general on pizza where I thought, this is bad pizza. At the very least, I'll think, well, I can eat this. Versus, like, I've had sausage on a pizza, and it's like, I just don't.
Just pick it off!
I do. That's what I do.
That's true. That's the answer to your just cheese, preference, Jesse, is just pick off the toppings.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I do that plenty. if it isn't obvious, I have an extra cheese vote.
All right. Andrew?
Well, I've thought long and hard about this, and I actually did appreciate some of the detailed explanations and discussion before we made the votes, because if extra cheese can, in fact, include a multi-cheese blend, like a Romano, a Parmesan, a cheddar, even a feta cheese, any of those could count technically as extra cheese. For example, I have really enjoyed pizzas where the extra cheese on top of the mozzarella was feta, for example.
Yeah, you get those big, like, circles of feta cheese.
Yeah, or goat cheese. I think you might be thinking of goat cheese in circles. I do like sausage very, very much, but I will go just because of the flexibility, the world of other flavors that all these cheeses can bring in. I've got to go with the extra cheese too.
All right. So that's extra cheese knocking out sausage 4-1. Oh, poor sausage. Group B, olives versus spinach.
Oh, boy. What is there to say about...
This is like the stuff that your parents make you eat when you're a kid and that you don't want to eat. And...
Okay, I'll be frank with you. I don't mind spinach on pizza. I think spinach goes super well with, like, a nice tomato sauce. Like, I think you're not ordering from, like, you're not going to order from a delivery place and get spinach a lot, I think. I think that's you go to a nice, like, local pizza joint.
Like a wood fire kitchen kind of thing.
I mean, take your pick. You know, whatever hole in the wall local pizza place you love, I bet they've got some great, like, specialty pizzas that have spinach laid all over that sucker. But man, I cannot stand an olive. I'm sorry. I'm a spinach vote.
I'm also a spinach vote. We should get the oil out of those olives and throw them away because they're trash.
Well, can I chime in with this? No.
Yeah, absolutely.
My feelings are with spinach, as with tomatoes, which we'll be getting to later, obviously. Some of these vegetables, they bring with them a lot of water, and it's going to change the entire constitution of that pizza if the vegetable is not dried out enough or not cooked in a way that compensates for all this extra moisture. Mm-hmm. So the spinach, when it's dried out enough, meaning it's been steamed and in the process of cooking, it's not retaining lots and lots of that moisture. It can work. It can be great. With olives, we have to specify here because there could be Greek olives.
That's true. It could be Kalamala olives.
When I think of olives on a pizza, I think I usually think of black olives.
Yeah.
You will, but you'd be surprised. I've ordered olives and they've come green olives. Now, I think green olives, assuming mostly these are going to be canned, they're much saltier than the black olives. And this is a territory that many people feel very strongly about with pizzas. How salty is it going to get? How salt? It's already salty. How much more salty can it possibly be until all you taste is salt?
It's just a big salt pile.
It really is. And with those green olives, and I've tried it, it was starting to venture into inedible, especially if there's anchovy and things like that as well. So I'm going to say, just because of the salt concern, that as much as I love especially a black olive on pizza for the texture and the look of it, I'm going to go with spinach.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in right with you. I'm a spinach guy on that. I'm not a big spinach dip fan. I'm not a big spinach pretty much anything else.
I like a spinach dip.
But as far as pizza goes, you're right. If you can find a good spinach pizza, I'm all in. So
Jesse, make it sweet, Jesse.
You know, I don't really have any strong feelings of either, on either of these, but I could
either one of these on a pizza?
No. Okay. But I could see myself liking spinach on a pizza more. So
okay.
That's a spinach sweep.
Colin, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I want to just a slight comment as a sidebar. I have a pizza guitar, that's made into a slice of a pizza.
Yes,
and the toppings, there are black olives on that pizza.
You said, Andrew, how like you like the look of black olives on a pizza. And I do agree, when I think of like the iconic image of a pizza in my head, olives are one of those toppings that stand out on it.
I agree, and I'm happy to hear you see that too, because pizza is such a visual thing. It really is a beautiful, colorful, tantalizing looking food. So
the painting of food.
It really is. And spinach, to be quite honest, it isn't that interesting looking.
No, it's not. It's not. It's good, but it's not that interesting looking.
I don't even think I could have represented spinach in a painterly way on that guitar. No one would have
right.
Like green slime. No one would know what it was.
Right. Well, I guess that means spinach knocks out olives 5-0. Moving on. We got chicken versus pineapple.
This is a very interesting matchup.
Yeah, someone describe what pineapple does to a pizza.
Pineapple does an amazing thing to a pizza. You've got this cheese and this sauce and this bread. You've got these like very, you know, you get starchy and like savory flavors. You dump a few little pineapples on there. You got the sweet. It combines together. It's beautiful. It's beautiful music playing in your mouth.
It's got a little bit of that bitterness, acidic taste to it that works really well, and that mixes with that tomato sauce that I think has a lot of like I'm trying to think of, like, it just mixes very well.
This is the most upscale our show has ever been. You sound like Mario Vitale right now.
Hey, that's because pizza is amazing. Pizza's the greatest thing mankind ever invented.
I totally agree that like pineapple really brings out the citric flavor in the tomato, and it makes everything a little bit sweeter when it's already a very salty dish and kind of fatty. It cuts through a lot of that. Chicken, especially barbecue chicken, changes a pizza.
Buffalo chicken would be my go-to.
That's also a good one.
See, that's also my thing, is that like pineapple is sort of like I haven't tried pineapple on a pizza, but
oh my god!
But I have eaten chicken on a pizza, and like I know my habits with chicken. I'll eat chicken on pretty much anything. And
I mean,
for
you can get like grilled chicken on a pizza, and I think it's just too dry. I think it's just
I think
grilled chicken might be. I think if it's marinated into sauce or like covered in sauce, I think it usually rebounds pretty well on that.
Yeah, it depends how close the chicken is to the surface in that oven.
Right.
If it's buried under cheese or there's other toppings there. I've experimented. There was a time around fourth grade when I was obsessed with pineapple pizza. I think I ordered it almost as a joke because it just seemed crazy that such a thing could exist. I loved canned pineapple. I ate pineapple out of a can all the time. And it was very exciting. And then something happened not even that long ago where I really became appalled, very repelled by sweet and savory food in general. Cheese on apple pie, prosciutto and melon, pineapple on pizza. I would happily eat a bite of pizza and then have some pineapple out of a can right afterwards. But the crossing over, I you were mentioning earlier, this purist approach to food. I don't like to mix too many things. And now I'm just not not into pineapple anymore.
Wow.
Wow.
Not pizza.
John, I know up front where your vote is.
I'm a pineapple vote. And here's the thing I want to say. I recommend pineapple to people on pizza, and I always have to tell them, don't just get a Hawaiian pizza, because I honestly don't think that ham is the good pairing for it.
Right.
I
get it Boston style.
I think pepperoni is the good pairing for pineapple. Spread the word.
Pepperoni's got a little bit more of that spicier look.
Yeah, get that pee-pee.
But yes, I am a pineapple vote.
I am a pineapple vote as well.
I'm voting chicken, and I will say that I think that chicken is a fantastic pizza topping that adds a lot of protein and a lot of meal, like a meal factor.
That's very true.
To what otherwise can feel a little hollow. You know, it creates an entree effect.
You don't feel like eating too many slices of pizza. You'll have two or three, and you'll be like, all right, I'm done.
That's true. I mean, it adds more food. It's dense. You're not going to get small little bits. It's usually a big chunk. You can probably fit, you know, a whole chicken breast on one slice of pizza.
And I would definitely say that chicken just as a topping, like, you could put chicken in a lot of meals and make it okay. I don't know if you can put pineapple in a whole bunch of stuff.
That's what I was just thinking. Like, the thing is, like, every time I eat pineapple pizza, it's either a Hawaiian or with pepperoni, the Boston style. I like, there's always something with it, like, that makes it a little bit different.
Oh, so if I'm just getting pizza alone, I'll just get pizza on it, or just pineapple on it.
I'll just get pizza on pizza.
Make one pizza, please, and stack on top of the other one for me.
I think that's just a calzone.
Jesse, where's Jesse? Right. Jesse, what's your vote?
It's 2015. I probably should vote pineapple, but I'm a chicken vote.
Oh, wait, you put it on me? That was terrible.
Colin, don't.
It's tied up, Colin.
I'm sorry, Jesse, Colin, and Andrew. I gotta be a pineapple vote. I gotta be.
It's not a surprise. Most people are very passionate about this. I've met many people whose favorite pizza is just cheese and pineapple. I just can't. I can't do it.
Real quick,
before we move on, Jesse, which of those have you had on pizza before, chicken or pineapple?
Chicken.
Okay, just keep a note. Continue. Right.
Oh, okay.
Pineapple knocks out chicken 3-2. We got green peppers versus onions.
Oh boy.
All right, right out the gate here, I'm gonna throw the flag real quick.
This is the disaster zone.
I am, as a kid, every Friday night we used to get Pizza Hut pizza. We used to get one pepperoni and cheese for like me and my dad and everybody else in the house, and then the rest of it, they would get a supreme. I hate the texture of green peppers, and I do not think that they bring a lot to the table in cooking. I can verify this from 1,000 different places I've cooked, or 1,000 different people that have cooked different dishes. I don't think green peppers bring a lot to other than texture. However, onions, I can't stand the texture either.
Oh, man.
And I think when you cook onions and things, I think the taste of onions mixed with things works well, except for like in a pizza when it cooks really well, I'm okay with it until I bite down in that slimy little half worm and it's an onion and it creeps me out and I can't take it. So that's where my rant is.
Like, I know your favorite thing is a worm pizza.
Worm pizza is my favorite.
Man, I couldn't be farther from Cullen on this. I think both of these are fine. I think a lot of meals taste good when you put green peppers and onions in them. Here's the thing. I mean, pizzas don't usually have raw onion on them, right? It's usually cooked.
Yeah.
Well, it cooks in the process.
Right. And a lot of the times, like, I know it, like, at Papa John's, and I'm not sure about a lot of other places, but I know Papa John's, they put it underneath the cheese.
Do they ever get, like grilled onions on a pizza?
Yes, you can, and sometimes sweet grilled onions.
Yeah, because that's where the magic is.
Sweet grilled onions does sound pretty good.
But like, those are going to be very slimy, Colin. They really would be.
Yeah. Like, they're a little like worms, a little like crispy worms. It's all
caramelizing with it, the sugars caramelized. I agree that they're very complementary toppings to each other. And in my opinion, on any savory dish, any savory food will work well. I'm actually not that big a fan of green peppers, although I think they're very fragrant. I notice if you open a pizza box, a brand new box, there's that hot cardboard smell. And then out of that comes this onion and pepper smell of a pizza supreme. That to me says pizza almost as much as the marinara smell.
Yeah, I totally get that smell. The green pepper has an aroma that's really, really great. I just think it's all texture. I don't think it has any flavor to it.
That could be, but sometimes that aroma and texture is going to be as much a part of the eating experience, and maybe that's fine to not have to taste it so much in favor of being able to taste the cheese and the sauce and the dough.
Right.
I think maybe I'm the green pepper of bracket. I'm all texture and aroma, but no substance.
Where is your vote, John?
I'm going to... This is tough. I think both of these are fine. It's the kind of topping that I don't know if I would ask for very much, but if someone else is getting them on, I'd say like, yeah, sure, man. Go ahead. I'll eat some of that. I think I'm going to give a vote to green peppers.
I'm going to come in here. I think green peppers are the war crimes of pizza. I think they should be kept out of all food. I think they are disgusting.
How is that your reaction to green peppers and not like olives? I think olives are...
I don't like olives either.
Oh, boy.
I think,
okay.
I don't like green peppers in anything. I go to Chipotle. I look at the fajita veggies. I'm like, oh man, some onion would be great in this, but there's all these nasty green peppers.
They taste fine.
I'm an onion vote for sure.
I vote onion as well. It's one of my favorite toppings in anything, especially pizza. Despite the fact that I can barely eat onion because it gives me such bad acid reflux.
Oh, wow.
But if it's cooked well, as it tends to be in a pizza, I think it's fantastic. I have no problems.
Here's my hot take, fresh out the oven and ready for you in 30 minutes or less, or your order's free.
Okay.
I do not like onions at all. Okay. I mean, I've had onions in dishes something about onions just repulses me.
So you're on my
big
side,
green
right?
pepper fan, Jesse. Yeah,
coming on over with me.
I don't know
come
if
on
I'm
over,
a green
Jesse.
Pepper fan, so come, I'm going to vote over to those because it's not repulsive to me.
Come on over to those green shores.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna lock it in as an onion vote. I don't Thanks, like man. Them. They're slimy, but grilled onions do rule. And onion rings, that's just because. I haven't had onion rings on a pizza yet, but I'm going to try that as soon as
I bet you could get an onion
heals.
Ring pizza somewhere. I'll eat an onion ring pizza.
They do. They break up, though, and they're hard to bite through. That's a challenge with some of these toppings.
Sure.
You try to bite, and you end up pulling off the entire onion ring in one chew.
All right, I got you. Pizza, but the crust is made of onion rings. Stacked
perfect.
Up.
There we
perfect.
Go.
Wow.
You just changed the game.
Next on Pizza Hut's menu is that. So thank you, Jesse. Onions takes out green peppers 3-2. We got bacon versus mushrooms.
Oh boy.
Like I said before, like I usually eat my pizza with only cheese, but there was one topping that I really, really liked as a kid and I have always liked since. And it's the one topping I can go to that I will eat as much as cheese, and that's mushrooms. And apparently that's uncommon.
Yes.
So John, you're already out of the running because Jesse's had four.
Yep. Don't worry about it, Jesse. We got a little bet going on backstage.
Oh, great.
I think mushrooms can be a hit or miss thing on a lot of stuff. But I think if there's somewhere you're going to have mushrooms, pizza is a totally fine place to have mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And bacon's one of those weird things too, where like you could get some really good bacon on a pizza, but you could also just get like those like bad fake
bad
like,
bacon is the worst. Stuff.
And here's the thing, my whole thing with bacon, and I've probably said this on an episode of this show somehow before, I think I like bacon. I like having bacon for breakfast with my meals, but having bacon on like a sandwich or something like that, I bite into it and all I taste is bacon.
It's very powerful.
And I don't want that. I want to taste a medley of flavors in my pizza. So I'm going to lock in early for a mushrooms vote.
Mushroom, easily one of the most divisive foods like in existence. People either seem to be pretty into mushrooms or absolutely can't have them. Not the mushroom's fault, but I can't do it. So I'm a bacon vote.
Yeah,
I like how you're being courteous to the mushroom, not the mushroom's fault.
I think it's fine, but I think the mushroom would respect his opinion on it. I don't think he was rude about it.
I don't know if it's like, is it the flavor that people don't like about mushrooms, or is it the texture?
To me, it's the texture.
It could be either one,
yeah,
I think.
I can see some people trying to eat a mushroom and thinking this is like slimy and...
Yeah, I don't want anything that's like chewy on my pizzas. I feel like mushrooms have a chew to them I don't like.
They're the steak of vegetables in a way.
Okay, very true. I like that.
Yeah. A portobello, we've all had portobello burgers at one point. They they do have a tenderness. I it's odd. I never remembered this until we're talking about it now, but going to sleepovers at birthday parties, at school events, it was extraordinarily common. Now, maybe this is just a Michigan thing, but among the pepperoni pizza, the plain cheese pizza, there was always a mushroom pizza, just mushroom and cheese. It was a very standard order. And I don't think it was done out of consideration for vegetarians necessarily. That was just sort of the go-to default pizza besides cheese or pepperoni. So I'm voting mushroom.
I'm also a mushroom vote.
Oh, man. Oh,
wow. Okay.
Sorry.
Colin?
Here's the thing. I'm going to be a bacon vote. I have no issues with mushrooms, but I think the meat in the bacon, I think that gets overglossed. Yeah, it's like bacon, I get it, but I still think bacon crumbled up on a pizza rules. So,
I got to tell you, I'm excited that we kicked bacon to the curb. I think it's time that mushrooms get a chance in the spotlight.
Mushrooms knock out bacon 3-2.
Wow.
We got banana peppers versus ham.
So I know I went hard in the paint against green peppers. Banana peppers, not really a problem for me. They're usually a little more acidic because they're canned. They're pickled, usually. They got a zing to them. I don't mind.
They're not that crisp.
Yeah.
So describe the taste of banana peppers to me.
It's not like a banana. Don't be fooled.
It's got a little heat to it, but not like a hot heat. Like,
yeah,
it's
not as bad as like a jalapeno.
It's more sour. It's kind of sour.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it feels like it's this. Almost, yeah, they're not bad at all. I don't know if I can say they're better than ham.
Right.
It's vinegary. It makes you twist your face up just a little bit. ham is very gentle. You know, it's like the softer bacon, which is why, of course, there's always the debate about whether a Hawaiian pizza should be, well, now a Boston style with the pepperoni, but, you know, is it Canadian bacon? Is it regular bacon? Is it ham? They all are working in a similar pork, salty area. I think with ham, you don't end up tasting very much. It's more, again, texture. You might smell it when you open the box, but it gets lost and just turns into salt. Banana peppers, though, every time you get one of those in a bite, that's going to be a pop. That's really going to explode. I've got to go banana peppers. One of my favorite toppings, actually.
I don't really have strong feelings for either one of these. These are not two toppings I would ask for on a pizza. But here's the thing. I think almost everything in this list we've got, I love pizza so much that I will eat almost any topping on a pizza. I think I would probably try to pick off olives, and I've actually never tried anchovies. Spoiler for a future round. But, so I'll eat either one of these, but honestly, Andrew kind of sold me with his description of those peppers popping when you take a bite. So I'm going to go banana peppers.
Yes.
Since I think that's banana pepper win right there, I think I'll just go ham.
I have no idea what banana peppers taste like. I don't have any strong feelings for ham. I kind of dislike it.
Do you like ham on pizza? Or
no, not really. I don't really even go out of my way to eat ham unless it's pretty good ham. And then even then, I could take it or leave it. So I'll be a ham vote just because I don't know what banana peppers taste like. It doesn't sound like I'd like them. But
Jesse's like our little ham on the show. Our little ham.
He's a little salty.
Jesse, a little
ham.
Yeah.
That's what they call me, brackets little piggy.
It's 2-2. It's down to me. Gosh, it's actually really tough. I would never go out of my way to have ham on a pizza. If someone ordered a meat lover's pizza, I'd be like, why not?
I think the ham complements a meat lover's pizza incredibly well.
Right. But I don't know if there's any other context where you should really have ham on a pizza. Banana peppers, it's tough because that depends on whether it's cooked in or if it's added on afterward. But in terms of unique flavor, there's nothing else like it on this list. I'm going to go banana peppers.
Is it safe to say that, like, for most of these toppings, you want them, like, baked in and not just put
you want them
top?
During the bake, I think.
I agree. I totally agree. And there are places in Canada, for example, they quite frequently are a fan of putting on toppings. Not necessarily later in the game, but definitely on top of the cheese.
Oh, okay.
It definitely changes things. And with the banana peppers, again, they're watery. I mean, they're vinegary. They're very, very wet. And you don't necessarily like that congealing with the cheese. It is important if we have our way. Let's just go with this idea that they're all beautifully baked in later.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right, guys. Oh, Andy swayed banana peppers for everybody here. 3-2, knocking out ham. We got ground beef versus tomatoes.
Ground beef, to me, feels like the laziest thing you can do with a pizza.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. No. Talk about, I'll say this. Yes, it does seem lazy as hell, but having meatballs on a pizza is ground beef. That rules, because they usually season them up a little bit. Or if you have those cheeseburger pizzas, those are awesome. And I also think of Mexican pizzas,
like a taco pizza.
Yeah. Like, that's all ground beef to me. That's all the same kind of thing.
As a topping, ground beef spreads out really nicely across the surface. And again, people's concern with the sausage in those little fragmented balls, pepperoni, even where you sometimes get a bite with pepperoni, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get a slice with just one pepperoni on it. With ground beef, you really can cover the surface, unlike almost any other topping besides cheese.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a tomatoes vote.
Tomatoes? Here, look. Oh, my God. Okay, here's the thing. Sliced tomatoes are gross.
I love tomatoes. I love them. I think, like, tomatoes are, like, I'll just grab a tomato off the vine and take a bite of it. I don't care.
What?
Yeah.
Agreed.
I love a tomato. Tomatoes are great.
You live a weird life, John.
I've handled a lot more tomatoes than I expected this past few months.
I love tomato sauce. I love all of it.
The byproduct of any tomato.
And, my argument is, like, I get into fights with people all the time about this aspect of pizza. I have people that say that the cheese is what makes a pizza. I think the sauce is what makes a pizza.
I agree with that.
I think you got to have a great, awesome tomato sauce on a pizza.
If it's too sweet, if it's too dull, if it's not spicy the right way, you can ruin a pizza.
If you already have the sauce, then what's the point of these, you know, bland raw tomatoes?
Oh, I think that's what I think. Oh, so Andrew has mentioned before the wateriness of toppings, and tomatoes are definitely the biggest problem in that department. They soak down a pizza, but I'm willing to deal with it because I just think it tastes great. I think here's the thing. Cullen's gonna think I'm disgusting, but I will oftentimes, if I'm by myself ordering a pizza, I don't go the infamous Boston style pepperoni and pineapple. I either just do pineapple and cheese, or I go pineapple and tomato.
Oh.
I love it. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it.
Here's a quick question. Would you eat grape tomatoes or cherry tomatoes whole? Would you have those on a pizza?
Sure, why not?
Oh, wow.
I don't understand. I don't know. Like, I had those, the miracle berries, the miracle fruit. I had that and ate a tomato, and that was the best time I've had with a tomato other than a tomato sauce or tomato soup in years.
When you can trick your brain into thinking it was something else.
This tastes like a straight up sweet ass grape instead of a cherry tomato.
So I'll say this. What got me into liking sliced tomatoes on a pizza is I can't remember what place I had it. There was a local place that had a pizza that they put pesto sauce on it. It still had tomato sauce as the base, but it had pesto sauce on it as well, and they had tomatoes in with the pesto sauce.
It's very grown up.
It was an adult pizza. It's a refined taste that maybe others don't understand.
the parents order, when all the kids are ordering their pepperoni pizza, the parents get a tomato pizza. I ordered a meatball sub once at a very traditional Italian sort of deli in New York and asked to have sliced tomato, fresh tomato, added onto the meatball sub. And the guy was so outraged and said, ruin a perfectly good meatball sub, that he wouldn't do it. And he said, you're either going to get the sub the right way, or you're not going to get it at all.
Wow. That's exactly like you. That is definitely, that's how you know it's an authentic Italian place in New York City, is if that happens.
He wasn't happy with my ordering style. And I said, okay. And I just took it without the tomatoes.
Right. Well, he knew the way that the tomato would ruin it. I'm a ground beef vote.
I vote ground beef too.
I expect that the way it's going to go. Jesse, listen to me. Tomatoes are good. Vote tomatoes.
So here's the thing. I don't think I've ever had ground beef on a pizza, since you guys apparently have a bet going on.
What about tomatoes?
Greg.
Answer the question.
But my very first experience with tomatoes on a pizza was, I was in England at the time, and I know, right? I drove there, and I didn't know what to get on the menu, and I just said, hell, pizza, you know, whatever, I'll play it safe. And I got pizza. The pizza they gave me had no sauce on it. It was just a slice of tomato in the center.
Oh, no.
What?
That's not a pizza.
They played a prank on you.
Yeah. That's like pulling your seat down out from under you right as you're going to sit down.
I, having had tomatoes on a pizza, I'm not especially crazy on about it, but I could try it again, maybe. Maybe I'll like it one day.
But Jesse, I'm going to go get a bag of tomatoes right after this show and just eat them.
Oh, I thought you were going to throw them at me.
Sure, that
tell me to get off the stage.
That too.
Yes, but tell me that you don't love hamburgers and tacos when
that's
all
the thing.
Beat on a pizza.
I could see myself enjoying ground beef on a pizza. If all it's right. good ground beef. So I'm going to go ground beef.
Just plunge the knife, Jesse. Don't draw me out like this.
I know I said that ground beef is the laziest thing you can do to a pizza, but tomato is one of the worst things you can do to a pizza. I'm a ground beef though.
It's fine. It's not like it hurts my feelings or anything.
Oh, I don't really care if it hurts your feelings.
Well, looks like ground beef takes out tomatoes 4-1. And we have the last one in round one, pepperoni versus anchovy.
Hey, John.
Sweet. That's so sweet.
John?
Yes.
Have you had anchovies before?
I haven't. Thank you for asking. So has anyone here had anchovies on their pizza before?
Yes,
I have.
What did you guys think of it?
Well, as my dad, for example, that's his favorite pizza topping.
Okay.
Hands down, bar none, he would always order anchovy pizza. And
so, was it a thing where, like, you were little and he just gave you a slice with anchovies and you didn't know what was going on?
Yeah, essentially, I wanted to try it, and it was so salty. You know, something so salty that actually burns, like the pepper? That's how salty it was. And my dad put extra salt on it. He's obsessed with salt. And it's actually funny, I never realized this, but the other guy that I the only other person I've met that only prefers anchovy pizza over all their toppings, he also was so obsessed with salt that he carried around his own salt shaker.
Oh, wow.
Wherever he went, so we always had enough salt. He was a guitar player in my band. They were obsessed with the anchovy. I think it is completely overpowering. I love fish. I like anchovies by themselves. I like sardines. I like tuna. I even like tuna on a pizza. But anchovies are so salty that to me cuts out the quality of it as a topping. Pepperoni, hands down.
So pepperoni to me is like the pizza. Like if you're having a party and like, you know, there's going to be like 10 people over and you're like, okay, I'm going to get pizza. And then if you can't get orders from everybody, you just get a pepperoni pizza. Like
when a child draws the archetypal pizza slice, they're going to put round red circles on it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's definitely true. So it's, you know, I'm very curious about anchovies because it's one of those things that you grow up seeing TV makes this big joke. Like, oh, they asked for anchovies on their pizza and it's like the worst thing you could ever do. And then when I got older, I was like, oh man, I just realized I actually have no frame of reference for what an anchovy tastes like. But it sounds like if it just tastes like salt, that's not really
the thing. Is it doesn't even have really like of a fishy taste. It just tastes like salt. Like
I like fish. If someone told me to put a fish on a pizza,
no,
I'd
no,
say,
no,
sure,
it,
go
it does
it.
Not it doesn't taste like tuna or right. like or anything like a catfish or anything like that. There's no like specific fish quality to it other than it's kind of a textury thing, but it's also usually dried. So
okay. It's mealy. Yeah, it's quite mealy.
So, well, so here's the story that I know about anchovies is most people, like John said, grow up thinking, oh, anchovies are gross because they say that in like cartoons and stuff. But eventually at some point you find out most Caesar salads you've had, if they're any good, have anchovies in them. I started making my own Caesar dressing because I'm wild and insane. and I started adding anchovies. I'm like, well, I just want to try one of these things in and of themselves. I love anchovies. It's this oil, it's this perfect oil and saltiness that I personally cannot get enough of. I don't know if that means I'll vote for it over pepperoni, though.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. It's nice that we gave anchovies a little time, but I think we all know pizza, that pepperoni has to move on. Although, before I lock in my vote, I will say, honestly, I think pepperoni makes pizza a little greasier than I'd like.
I get why you say a little greasier than you like. Pizza is supposed to have a grease to
okay, it. Okay, but I mean, the difference between...
I don't want a dried up ass husky pizza. Like, I don't...
Anyway, I don't need Cullen to mock me. I'm going to vote for pepperoni.
I've never had anchovies on a pizza. I've had pepperoni on a pizza.
I believe that's six, and that means I win.
Dang.
I called the exact number.
Oh my god. I don't think I have ever had pepperoni on a pizza and thought, yeah, this improves it.
Oh, wow.
All right. Just go in a dark route. Just get in your boats.
Seriously, like, I've had pepperoni on pizza so many times. And everyone's just like, just have it. It's good. It really it brings out more flavor. And I eat it. And I'm like, this is not that much. This is kind of worse. I don't like it.
Eat pepperoni just plain straight out of a bag? Just pepperoni?
I don't think I have.
I used to.
Maybe it's because I don't have any, like, frame of reference for what the original taste of pepperoni is. That might be it.
Oh, man. Pepperoni.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm a lockdown pepperoni vote easy.
Me too.
That's three for pepperoni. Jesse, where's your vote?
I guess I'll throw one to anchovies.
Oh. I'll go anchovy too.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Pepperoni knocks out anchovies. 3-2. So, guys,
now that we've got all the unimportant stuff out of the way,
we got some shakers here. We're into round two where we got extra cheese taking on spinach, pineapple versus onions, mushrooms taking on banana peppers, and ground beef fighting out pepperoni. So, round two begins with extra cheese versus spinach.
This is an easy one, right?
I get it. I get why you would want to eat pizza and think, oh, I think I'll add a little bit of spinach to this. You know, make it taste better. Fucking eat extra cheese. Get extra cheese. I'm an God.
John, where's your vote?
I think everyone's going to yell at me. I'll give a vote to spinach.
I've seen pizzas. If you go to some very, very gourmet places, they almost think of cheese as an afterthought. You've seen those pizzas that you can see most of the marinara sauce peeking up through.
And they just crumble it on.
Yeah, like a tiny, like maybe small slices of cheese here and there. And actually quite a lot of spinach or basil and things like that. My mom likes pizzas like that. She hates extra cheese. My dad will order triple cheese, but there's so much cheese that you can't even see the crust and it's just spilling out. It doesn't even cook in the middle, all that.
Divided family. That's
it is, and that's why it's always great because you end up ordering more than one pizza. But when it comes to this versus spinach, it's hands down extra cheese for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm an extra cheese vote.
Extra cheese. Yeah. All right, extra cheese. Whoops, spinach, 4-1. Pineapple versus onions.
I feel like onion is like the dark mirror of pineapple. like it's a Clefairy and Gengar situation.
One came out of a tree, one came out of the ground.
That's true.
Pineapple's really cool, so.
Yeah, pineapple is definitely, I think, nothing against onions, but I'm a pineapple vote. I love pineapple.
I am also a pineapple vote, because onions are disgusting.
There's nothing wrong with an onion.
Colin, Andrew.
I don't care, and again, I respect everyone else who doesn't feel this way, but I don't care for fruit in any savory food. I don't like fruit in salads where you get, you know, a nice kale salad where they say, oh, I'm going to throw mango and cranberries in there and a nice Caesar dressing.
What about an orange salad?
No, thank you. I don't like orange chicken at Chinese restaurants. I want all the way savory. So, I'm voting onion.
I'm going onion as well. It is down to Cullen.
What?
Locking this in. It's a pineapple vote for me, baby.
There it is.
Sorry, onions.
Oh, boy.
Pineapple knocks out onions 3-2. Mushrooms taking on banana peppers.
Not a huge fan of either
it's,
of these.
You know, it's respectful that these both got here. I want to hear if anyone has an argument for either of these, because I don't really know where I'm going.
Okay, look, mushrooms, right? I get that
good
the
argument,
texture
Jesse.
Of mushrooms. Mushrooms, what are you going to do? look, I get that the texture of mushrooms can be, like, repulsive. I'm pretty sure the texture of mushrooms is what I enjoy about them so much. And, like, it's like a weird, slimy, gross feeling.
This is not a good argument.
Yeah, my first experience with mushrooms was picking them off of a pizza and eating them individually. And so I went from that to eating mushrooms on pizza. And I think it adds a whole lot to the pizza. I just as soon eat mushrooms on a pizza, way more than banana peppers.
See, I love spicy food, and we're not representing any other significantly spicy toppings here. Jalapeno is one of my number one toppings, so yeah. I've got to go with the banana pepper here. Even though I love mushrooms, I think it's a classic topping for pizza, but I need that spice.
Yeah, that's also another thing is that I typically just don't like spicy food. So,
you know what? I'm gonna. Oh boy, I think I'm gonna go mushrooms, and I don't have a lot of reason for it. I kind of just picked one.
Most flavor, actually, of any of the toppings, I think, right?
You can't get banana peppers as an appetizer in restaurants.
What do you mean?
Are you ordering an appetizer of mushrooms?
You've never had fried mushrooms as an appetizer?
Maybe prepared mushrooms in some way, but you could get prepared hot peppers in some kind of way at a...
Yeah, you can get stuffed peppers, and those are
jalapeno poppers.
Jalapeno poppers, yeah.
Appetizers.
Andrew brought up a really good point, and here's the thing. I was a mushroom lock-in here.
Uh-oh.
But brought up a really good point towards banana. We said I had jalapeno in there. This is the most one with the heat.
Hang on. Vote for jalapeno if jalapeno's on the bracket, but don't vote for banana pepper because you feel like you missed
Holland, where's your vote?
Our heat in there. It's got a little tiny little heat in there. I'm banana pepper vote.
I am as well. Banana pepper moves on.
Wow.
I don't have a lot of things that I like on this bracket. And then you take away the one thing that I actually really like.
Oh, man. Banana pepper.
Hearts get broken on this show. That's what happens.
You got to start liking more stuff. That's the best thing to get that from.
Believe me, I'm trying.
Banana peppers knock out mushrooms 3-2. Last one in round two, we have ground beef versus pepperoni.
Good job, ground beef, getting this far.
John, go ahead and lock this in.
Yeah, I said my beef, if you'll excuse the with pepperoni. I think I still don't like the grease it adds to a pizza, but I definitely will take pepperoni over ground beef. That's
It's gotta be pepperoni.
Yeah, I'm a pepperoni.
Number one pizza topping of all time across the board.
Well,
whether you even like it or not, no one can deny its place. So pepperoni.
Is that a sweep?
No.
Oh my God, Jesse!
Voting pepperoni.
Jesse's just against pepperoni here.
Because I've had it and it's failed me countless times. It is my star screen to this pizza.
Oh.
All right. Well, pepperoni knocks out ground beef 4-1, taking it into the semifinals. We have extra cheese versus pineapple and banana peppers versus pepperoni. Okay. So
this is where
one of these matchups is difficult.
This is where things get bad, and this is where people are going to get hurt.
Yep.
So it's extra cheese against pineapple, right?
That's what it all seems so easy and fun in that first round.
We were all friends once.
Yeah.
Cheese and pineapple. And John, you got to vote first.
Oh, boy. I think, but both of these are going to weigh down your pizza.
Sure. That's if you add point. Something to something, it does actually increase.
No, Jesse, don't be a little smartass about it.
That is a good point, though. The weight.
For me, it has to be pineapple. I think getting extra cheese on a pizza is totally fine. Especially, like I said, you get like a 3 or 5 cheese blend. You get some Parmesan on there. There's great cheeses that make a pizza way better. But, to Andrew's displeasure, I love sweet and savory together.
I respect that.
This is probably not doing myself any favors. It is possible to add too much cheese on a pizza.
Yeah, sure. It's possible to add too much of anything to a pizza.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm an extra cheese vote.
Colin, where's your vote?
I'm going to be a pineapple vote.
Andrew?
I'm going to vote extra cheese, but I just want to say that I admit that it's immature that I don't like sweet and savory. If I was just
but you used to. That's the thing. You used to. So it's
makes no sense. I had a Benjamin Button approach to my title. More adventurous when I was younger.
I think I saw that one. That was a weird movie where it just like tastes got regressed.
He was born liking prunes, and then when he got older, he's all
he's
90, like
he's an old man and he's eating taffy. Baby food. Yeah,
It's down to me.
It's 2-2.
This is very difficult. I'm sorry, John. I'm extra cheese.
What?
I'm sorry, John. I know John's mad at me. I feel so bad.
It is a hard one. It is a hard one because, as we said, it's more of a topping that you're already getting. But
I cannot believe that you've just set us up for a finals of the two. Oh, no. what you've just done.
I really expected Boston style to be in the finals here, okay? extra cheese knocks out pineapple.
You talk about bracket breaking hearts, and then it happens to you, and then it's all over.
So, we're at the bottom of the semifinals, banana peppers and pepperoni.
Okay, everyone should be ashamed of themselves for getting banana peppers this far.
Well, come on.
Go ahead, John.
I'm a pepperoni vote.
Yeah, I'm a pepperoni.
What is the appeal of pepperoni? What does that bring to pizza? I don't
understand.
It's got
a meat and a spice. What more do you want?
Yeah, it's seasoned.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's not just all these other meats. They don't marinate. They're not, like, prepared a certain way. It's just this pepperoni.
There's enough flavor in a pizza that the bread, the sauce, and the cheese mix together so well that I don't need a meat and a spice on top of it. That's too
many
flavors.
That's your problem. You do need them.
And the thing, the pepperoni, also, it's like a form factor thing, Jesse. It's just these thin little slices that, like, just rest all comfy cozy in the cheese.
Yeah, but that's another thing, is that sometimes I'm taking a bite out of pizza and I got a little bit of pepperoni, and sometimes I took a bite and it's a whole slice of pepperoni
in
my mouth.
Nothing wrong with that.
A poorly made pizza. That's all that is.
You said earlier,
it's like walking on a minefield made of pepperoni.
You said earlier you can put too much stuff on a pizza. You cannot put enough pepperoni on a pizza.
No,
disagree with that.
Pepperoni.
No, I'll get a pepperoni lovers from pizza.
No, because then all you would taste is pepperoni.
Jesse, are you a banana pepper vote then?
That's the thing. I don't know.
I'm pepperoni.
I'm pepperoni, but I would be very happy with banana pepper and cheese only. I mean, I would be almost equally happy, but out of respect for the classical pizza tradition, as we all knew this was going to go this way, of course, I'm voting pepperoni.
Yeah, I'm a pepperoni here.
I think I will be a banana pepper vote. And
out
the reason
spite?
Why.
Spite?
The reason why is I think it would be a pretty fun time to watch me eat a banana pepper and then have a real bad time on the ground because
well,
I can't
need a pizza
spicy
for that. We don't need a pizza for that. We can just feed you bananas.
It's not that spicy. Also.
Yeah, it's not like that.
Okay,
it's not
yeah,
like
fair
that.
Enough. I'm trying to compare it in my head to when I like ate pure cap or something. So
it's about as spicy as eating a black peppercorn.
Oh yeah,
it's just vinegar. Right. There's vinegar in it.
All right, pepperoni rolls over banana pepper 4-1. We're into the bronze match, guys. Pineapple versus banana pepper.
I just want to say, I'm so disappointed in Greg.
Why? All right, come on.
I'm a pineapple vote.
I'm also a pineapple vote, John.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be a pineapple vote.
Oh, there it is.
I'm a pineapple vote.
Sorry, Andrew.
Wait a minute. Wait, what just happened?
This is the bronze match. It's just determining who goes in third and fourth place. And pineapple is apparently taking third place over banana pepper.
I got scared there for a second. I thought that was the number one choice.
No.
So what was my choice for that bronze?
Pineapple or banana
or
pepper?
Banana pepper.
Yeah.
There
all
it
right.
is.
The ghost is. Of pineapple just haunted Andrew this entire episode.
I feel bad because I it's very odd to have liked it so much, and I do feel like it resents me a bit in a way, or that I let it down somehow by abandoning it.
Do you still like pineapple, just not with anything else?
Yes, I like the idea of it, although I can't imagine any situation in which I would end up eating it.
Okay, all right. Well, pineapple takes third place with banana peppers getting knocked out 4-1. We're into the finals, and it ended this way because of Greg.
Yeah, here it is. It's like we're at our first grade slumber party all over again.
Here's the thing. The reason I did that is because I think extra cheese might be the best pizza topping.
We could have reached a place where Brackett was voting a unique topping forward, but Greg decided, no.
Let's go. Cheese is a non-obvious winner.
Well, our finals are extra cheese versus pepperoni. John?
All right, so hear me out.
Okay, I'll hear you out.
All right, you got bread. You got that nicely cooked bread, and you got that crust at the end. The crust is just perfect.
Okay.
And then you put on the tomato sauce, right?
Okay.
The tomato sauce is
lovingly
crafted.
And then you can stop right there. I'll just eat that. I'll just dip some bread
right,
in tomato
sauce. Right, that's good. You dip bread in tomato sauce, that's good. But then you cook cheese on top of it, and you're like, oh, that's so good. I'm going to have some more. And then you put more cheese on it, and it's even better.
Okay.
And that's it. You're done. You made a perfect.
But the missing part is meat.
Yeah, meat. It makes it a meal.
Yeah. This is that's an appetizer is what you're telling me, Jesse. That's breadsticks, Jesse.
I don't need meat in my diet.
Go to a steakhouse and order.
I will take any dish.
Don't go to a steakhouse and get a baked potato, a side of green beans, and asparagus, and a nice glass of red wine. And then they say, "And how would you like?" Oh, no, that's it. Unless you're vegetarian. Now, is anyone here vegetarian, by the way?
No. I tried. I can't say I am. But
okay, well, yeah, I mean, I love both of these toppings, but now we're getting into a a situation where it's with logic, where we already have something. Do we add more of what we already have, or do we add something that we don't already have? And I do agree as with what you said earlier, that for pizza purists, I believe they would prefer to judge a pizza with just cheese, sauce, and dough.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they would want pepperoni on there at all. Just like if you were a bourbon drinker, you wouldn't want a mixed drink.
I lived in New York for 3 years and some change, and
there they just throw pepperoni at you all day.
No. I mean, it's and honestly, it was the obvious for me. Or it was the opposite for me. I would go into these little tiny local pizza joints, and I would just get two giant New York slices of just plain cheese, and then I would take them over to the table and load them up with Parmesan and red pepper flakes.
Parmesan is extra cheese, John.
That's true.
You're not wrong.
I was in New York back in February, and I had a blast, and I went to this hole in the wall. You're right, a little pizza joint, 99-cent pizza. It was great. You get a canned soda, two slices of cheese for $2.50. It was awesome, and I was a little disappointed only because it was really good pizza. It was really fast pizza. But again, I had to load it up with stuff in order for me to care more about it than if I had just added
That's just you bringing your own
pepperoni into it.
You bringing your own baggage
right,
to the equation.
That's what I'm saying. I think there should have been a pepperoni. I think all pizza I eat, period, should have a pepperoni.
That's your default starting point.
Yeah, I think the cheese pizza with pepperoni automatically is my beginning. That's it.
And if you're adding toppings, you're adding them to a pepperoni cheese pizza.
Yes, absolutely. And I think at that point, it's pineapple after that. So it's Boston style all the way for me right now. But
John, I need a vote.
I really don't want to vote first. Man,
you
this hot
to
heat is excruciating.
The way I see it, you add something as strong a flavor as pepperoni, you're the type of person who doesn't mind just unloading dump trucks of food in her mouth and not actually understanding what's going in there.
Hey,
processing
Jesse,
all of it.
Jesse, have you met Colin?
Yeah, you know who I am? Yeah.
I need a vote, John.
This hot seat is burning me. This is
Make
bad.
Make it happen, John.
I did not see this being my vote for the finals.
Boo.
You don't know what I, it could
He's
be.
He's voting cheese, y'all.
I have said bad things against pepperoni this entire episode.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I'm an extra cheese vote.
Yeah, I know.
I'm also
don't
an
worry.
Extra cheese vote.
Oh my God. Then that's it. I'm a pepperoni vote. You are fools.
I'm pepperoni too. I can't. It's so obvious.
Yeah, Jesse, it's down to you.
This is messed up, Jesse, because you
this is everyone's chance. If you want to sway Jesse to determine what the best pizza topping is, now is your chance.
You're a fool.
The way I see it, if you go into a party, you got 30, 40 plus people at this party.
That's a
you're
small
ordering,
party.
Okay, sorry. 200 people at the party in your mom's house. And
no, don't invite 200 people to your mom's house. What are you thinking, you crazy
this
person?
Ain't your party. This is Jesse's party.
My mom would have bad words to say if we invited 200 people to her house.
If you order how many pizzas, there's no way you can get everyone's all-encompassing favorite, ingredients on a pizza.
Right. So you divide it up 50-50. Half pepperoni, half cheese. That's what you do.
No. You go to Little Caesars, $5, hot and ready, pepperoni pizzas. It's done! It's already in the. It's already ready to go, man.
Jesse, I need a vote.
You don't know how many people are out there.
Dude, if you get a cheese, you have to wait for them to make it because it didn't have pepperoni.
Jesse,
that's a very good point. That's a good point. If a place like Little Caesars, if their default setting for a pizza is pepperoni, that tells you a lot right there.
Yeah.
It tells me that they're traitors.
You're a fool. You're a fool!
What are you going to do for all the people out there who don't eat meat? What are you going to do for all the people out there who...
Jesse,
literally
I need
to enjoy
a
an extra
vote.
Cheese pizza. You run out of food, extra cheese going in your mouth. What are you going to do about the pizza with pepperoni?
It's the best topping. It has to be it's the best topping. It can't be the best thing because you don't like meat.
You can't trust the extra cheese pizza at Little Caesars.
This is why I did not.
Little Caesars is the number one standard that all of this should be based on.
Oh man, I wish I could change my vote. I would change my vote right now.
Call me Tiny Brutus. I'm extra cheese.
That's it. That locks it in.
Oh, no.
You just yelled at Greg for not voting for pineapple, and then you screwed everyone here. Extra cheese is now the number one pizza topping on bracket. Pepperoni is second place.
I can't believe that.
I agree. Second place is pepperoni. Pineapple is third, and banana peppers are dirty toilet water. So I'm so sorry, everyone out there, that John is a traitor.
Whoa!
You set this up. You did all of this.
Excuse me. How am I taking the blame for this?
Because you said yourself, I would have changed my vote if I could.
That's true. You did say that.
Okay. Yeah, but how are Greg and Jesse not going to change this?
I never in a million years would have imagined that this, the most, the, almost a non-topping,
here's
was
the, thing.
The number one.
Here's the thing. I'm not a traitor because I didn't want to change my vote until I heard all the evidence, and the evidence swayed me, but the evidence was after my vote.
You just jumped on in with your voting, and that's...
It's not my fault.
You're a traitor right before that.
Okay, here's my thinking. Do you know why they charge for extra cheese? Because if you could get it for free, you would. No question.
Okay,
there's no one in the world who would turn down extra cheese.
And you know what?
Exactly.
Another good thing we can say is that everybody here would be happy eating this extra cheese pizza as the number one.
It's an all-inclusive pizza. You ain't leaving out anyone.
That's true. So maybe that's the spirit that we were all tapping into.
It's the spirit of anger coming from me right now. Thank you, Andrew, for coming on this week.
Oh, that was a pleasure. I'm just really, really hungry for pizza.
Right. Everyone listening to this is just going to go out and get pizzas.
From Little Caesars.
Heck yeah.
Right, yeah. You got anything going on? Yeah, you want to throw your Twitter out there and stuff for people? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, everything.com/AndrewWK. So youtube.com/AndrewWK, Facebook, Twitter. What else? Instagram, etc. So I'm playing shows. All I'm doing is partying. Whenever anyone asks me to plug anything, like, what do you have going on? It's like the same thing I've always had going on. Just endless 24/7, 365 days a year partying.
Do it with extra cheese.
And a lot of it is pizza partying. And this week's really encouraging in that regard. Sometimes you want to have those desires reinforced and supported. So thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for coming on this week. Anybody got anything going on? Anybody? Nothing?
Okay. I'm gonna make my own pizza after this.
You make the dough from scratch?
I'm gonna make a pizza, but it's none of these ingredients. I'm gonna make my own pizza and make new ingredients that people like more than any of these.
So you're going
like
to make
graham cracker with...
It's gonna be like banana
yep. Kool-Aid powder.
Well, you can find the recipe for all of John's new pizza at bracketpodcast.com, on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram as Bracketcast. If you like, you can subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever podcast client you do use. Just search for Bracket.
Hey, everybody. Greg here with the Patreon update. Thank you so much for sticking with us through some rocky times now and some rocky times ahead. John is cranking every single thing he has into finishing up a student project. It's a short animated film, and he's very nearly literally killing himself. So if everybody wants to go ahead and send John some well wishes or some Twitter hugs, I don't know, whatever. Do your thing. I don't know. Make John feel better is the message here. Brackets brought to you this week by Nick Driver, Jeff Criswell, Steve Pollantarudi, Brandon Keiko, Zeppa Wolf, Will Kislaika, Mitch Albright, Kayla Smith, Anarchy Marie, GX Barnett, and Michael Zavala. These guys are the ones who make Bracket a thing that can be done for the rest of you. So everybody, go ahead and thank Nick Driver. Thank Jeff Criswell. Thanks Steve Pollantarudi, good friend of mine. Thank Brandon. Thank Keiko. Thanks Zeppa Wolf. Go ahead and thank Zeppa Wolf. Will Kislaika, Mitch Albright, Kayla Smith, Anarchy Marie. Thank those people. Thank GX Barnett. And you know what? Why not thank Michael Zavala too? All right. Thank you guys for listening. And let's wrap up the show.
Leave us a review telling us how wrong we were, or, you know, your favorite pizza topping. We want to know what your kind of pizza is. Specialty.
What's the weirdest pizza you've ever had?
It's gonna have like fruit by the foot in the crust. It's like stuffed crust, but it's gonna be like fruit by the foot in there.
There's gushers in there. Yeah.
Gusher stuffed crust.
Next week we'll be giving out one box of fruit by the foot. So see you guys then. Oh.
doing a professional radio show on the internet.